So we've mentioned here in the past that us here at Thursday Drive are a fully women-led, produced and presented team, with us aiming to try and create a space where we can bring to light all the issues impacting women. We've created a new segment, it's called Yours, Mine and Femme, where we discuss stories impacting women, whether that's women of colour, queer women, and just women of all ages, abilities and backgrounds. And in this week's segment, Oscar Byrne filled in for me, Beth Tracy, to discuss the gender pay gap, specifically its effects on super.
Now, it's no secret that women retire with 35% less superannuation than men. But what can we do about this retirement super gap? Well, Verve Super is tackling that gap head on, becoming the first super fund in the country to allocate members' money in part based on how companies perform when it comes to gender equality measures. Here to talk about this important issue is the CEO of Verve Super, Christina Hobbs. How's it going, Christina?
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for joining us. So firstly, for those of us who aren't aware, can you maybe give us a bit of a quick overview of what this retirement super gap is exactly?
Yeah, so depending on which data you look at, women in Australia are retiring with about 35% less super than men. And there's a bit of a commonly held misconception that this is an issue really that's only impacting older women. But what we actually see is that super gap is still present in the very first year of a woman's working career. So we know that because of the pay gap, women coming out of university are already earning on average around $500 less than a male co-worker who might be in the same role. So there's already that gap right from day dot.
That's shocking.
And then, of course, we see that really picking up over a lifetime, particularly if women take time out of the workforce to care for children.
That is extremely confronting information to hear. So your organisation, Verve Super, has recently launched its Gender Equality Investment Index. Can you tell us a bit about that? And I guess, what do you hope to achieve with this approach?
Yeah, so this is really looking at, because our fund is an ethical fund, so we only invest ethically, and this was really looking at how can we take gender dynamics into consideration into that, so diversity and inclusion. So what we see in Australia is we see that a number of funds are starting to look at things like not investing in weapons and not investing in tobacco and not investing in fossil fuels. But no one has yet kind of looked at what are the dynamics around how workplaces support women. And there's really great financial analysis out there. It's been around for decades that shows that companies that actually perform better on diversity and inclusion also actually financially perform better. So we decided to just pick that information up and run some financial modelling and say, you know, what would happen if we actually preference companies for investment who did perform better on a whole number of indicators. And we back modelled that for 3 years and actually showed that it would improve our investment returns. So we've now brought that index into how we invest.
Wow, that's great. How realistic do you think it is for a super fund to achieve change in such a grand issue that is the super gap?
Yeah, I think, you know, the in terms of the super gap, I think there's a role that superannuation funds can play. So the role that we play in that regard is that we provide free financial coaching and education to our members and try to support women to best manage their money. And then obviously trying to get the best or optimal returns that we can for our members. But also a lot of the work we do is trying to raise awareness and advocacy for some of the policy changes that we need to see put in place. So if you look at Australia's retirement savings system, it was really designed back in the day, assuming that the person that it was designed for would work full-time for their entire sort of adult lives and be able to retire comfortably on their savings. But we know that model doesn't reflect the working lives of most women in Australia who take significant career breaks, etc. So we're really needing some policy changes that would ensure that people that take significant time out of the workforce, particularly for caring, are able to still accumulate sufficient superannuation balances.
That's great. And you were talking a bit before about your ethical approach. What do you have to say, I guess, to some of the critics that say, while this ethical approach to investing is well and good, does it have the financial benefits to back it?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting because what we've seen now, so research from Australia, from the Australasian Responsible Investment Association, we're seeing it in the UK from institutions such as Oxford, in the US coming out of Harvard. We're seeing the same results, which is that ethical funds have actually demonstrated, so even in Australia, that they've outperformed over short term, medium term and long term,
wow,
which is really exciting. What that data sort of shows is that, you know, truly ethical funds, and obviously in Australia there's no regulation around using the word like responsible or social or environmental, but what the research is showing is that funds that truly invest ethically and really do good analysis and proper screening, that it appears that by the time that a fund has done that and have really understood that company, although the initial fees might be a little higher because they've got to do that work, that is actually has in the past come through to lead to better financial performance. So really strong research there. And I think particularly if you look at some of the sectors where there's a bit more pressure being applied, so particularly in recent years, fossil fuels, we've seen that ethical funds that haven't been investing in fossil fuels have generally had enhanced performance because of that decision. So I think there's a lot more growing awareness that there can be strong financial benefits as well.
Well, yeah, great. It sounds like the evidence is there. Thanks so much for your time today and providing all that information. We'll put links to Verve Super and all the relevant information on our website. Thanks again, Christina, for providing some really interesting insight into the retirement super gap. Have a nice evening. See you later.
Thanks, Ben.